You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whanau, you're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. We're talking about Comedy Fest, which is kicking off pretty soon, in fact, a couple of weeks' time. And we've got James Nikisa in the studio. Morena, James.
Morena.
How are you?
It's so early.
It is so early. Thank you for making the trek up to BFM. We very much appreciate it.
It's cool, man. I feel so much like an old man, like not just like the earliness, but like walking into a uni when you look this shady. I'm just like, oh.
It's the first day back since, I think, the break as well, and everyone's looking like fresh and holidayed, and I feel very crusty and sort of like sleep deprived, but I'm
crawling
glad they've all had a good break.
Yeah,
I feel like the comedian in his 30s who was gigging in the weekend is the seediest look for fresh face uni guys to be seeing.
It's also particularly like buzzing on campus at the moment because people haven't been able to come in for the whole of last year, so everybody's showing up to their lectures and like coming in and studying in the library. It's really wholesome, so I like to see that. James, we're talking about your wonderful show, which is happening at the Comedy Festival. It's called Let It Out.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this.
It's very quickly. Last year at the end of February, I got on a plane from London, and I got off early March because when you're poor, you fly longer. And it turned out I couldn't go back to London when I got off the plane.
Yeah.
And I'd come for my dad's birthday, so his birthday present was me moving back in.
Which, happy birthday, Dad.
Yeah, he was so stoked. It's not the hour I intended to bring to the comedy festival.
Yeah.
It's just the hour that's kind of come out of the last year, because I have ended up on like tour. I've been real lucky to tour around the country since about July.
Cool.
And just the cathartic release that people are getting from like talking about like all of the tension and the stress and the absolute joy people get from Ashley Bloomfield.
Oh my goodness.
Just that response there, man, just to hear his name.
Just watching those videos, which could have been so cringy and embarrassing, but actually really ruled, of him doing like, there's those drum and bass remixes of Ashley Bloomfield, man, doing like wash your hands and scan the COVID tracer at all the festivals over summer. I was like, this is somehow giving me a lot of joy and comfort in this time.
I'm expecting the remix of that with 660 for next summer.
Some next big New Zealand number one hit. Yeah.
It's so weird because he is just, he's like become an icon really quickly, and I think that's partly because we just needed someone to tell us it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
His voice is a warm hug.
It is. It's a warm hug through stressful times.
Yeah.
So yeah, it has been a really sort of bonkers year. I think that's an understatement in many ways. It's been the weirdest year probably everybody we know has lived through in many senses. It's been internationally strange, and as you said, you've got a lot of mates in London. You've been living over there. How has this kind of weird transition back to New Zealand been for you, sort of crash landing at your dad's house?
Yeah, very surreal. I moved out of my flat via Skype in September with like some real, like, you have to have friends you trust to deal with your weed and sex toys. I mean, that's just a handy tip for your students.
There you go.
Yeah. Alumni know what I'm talking about. So all my worldly possessions, the stuff I really love, the stuff I took to London, is now in suitcases in basements in various flats around that city.
Nice.
Which is going to be a fun game to play. And then not being here, but not being able to be here, here, you know? And, and you're in the country you grew up in, but you can't leave the house.
Yeah.
And then you can leave, but only for a little bit. And then you can go to Auckland. But if you go to Auckland during the wrong week, you don't get to leave Auckland.
No. Stay here.
Yeah. So there's a TV show I'm on at the moment called Patriot Brains, which is a very surreal excuse for Australian and New Zealand comedians to catch up with Bill Bailey.
That's so good.
A therapy session that New Zealand On Air has. And there was a lockdown in the middle of the filming of that.
Oh, my God.
Which I don't know if people are aware of. I'm pretty sure contractually I can say it without getting into trouble. And so we ended up spending like 10 days in the hotel, and it was a nice hotel, but it was the middle of Auckland in lockdown.
Oh, my God.
you can't go anywhere. You just, that's just Hell's Pizza all the time.
Yum.
Yes.
Nice.
And, yeah, and I did an ad campaign for the, I did an ad campaign for Hell's Pizza last year where we just went around. And again, like, that's just a weird experience.
It's been one of those years. I keep thinking back on at the very, very start of the pandemic, there was like German Big Brother was happening and
they didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't know about lockdown, like international lockdown. They kind of like had this weird, awful, voyeuristic last episode where they all got to like Skype their families and their families were like, there's a pandemic. And they were all like, we're in a hot tub in some Alps somewhere.
So
it was very weird.
Stay in the hot tub. In the UK, which was a piss take of the whole Big Brother virus by this guy called Charlie Brooker, who's a real famous satirist over there. And it was that premise.
Oh my God.
But it was like a zombie apocalypse. So the guys go into the Big Brother house, and while they're in the Big Brother house, a zombie apocalypse happens. So when it all went down with that thing, everyone was going, yo, this is classic.
Charlie Brooker's written the future once again. Oh my God.
Well, yeah, like when you feel real lucky. I was going to say blessed, but I don't know if there's any divine work in this stuff. But I'm doing Skype calls with and Zooms with people in the UK or like weird Zoom gigs. Mm. And they're like, so what are you doing in New Zealand? And I'm like, I'm going around the country eating pizza or, you know, I'm gigging to a live audience. And they're like, oh, aren't you guys worried you'll get COVID? And I'm like, no.
No, we're very, very lucky.
We're very lucky. Even when people screw up, we still somehow avoid a massive lockdown.
Yeah, we've been so fortunate. And I mean, this is awesome that we get to have the Comedy Festival back this year because it is one of those things that you do just need to get in a big room with people and have a good laugh sometimes, you know, and share this kind of strange collective stress out we've gone through with other people and have some belly laughs about it, I think is probably just what the doctor ordered in many ways. Anybody else that you're particularly stoked to go and see, James, at the Comedy Fest? A lot of mates you might be catching up with?
Well, I'm particularly stoked that Laura Davis is making a debut because she is an Australian who has been stuck here for the whole year.
Oh, no.
Because she married the wrong Welsh Samoan comedian and has had to live at his dad's in the spare room, which I think we can all agree is no wife's joy. But she's a very award-winning, Melbourne Comedy Award-winning comedian who, and other, because is signed to big stuff in the UK, would know what opportunity to do the New Zealand Comedy Festival. So I'm excited for that. So for people like Eli Matheson, Mel Bracewell, shout out to Mel Bracewell who just took the Director's Award in Melbourne Comedy.
Awesome. Oh, that's so cool.
So I don't think she's doing a show, but she's going to be popping back in here. Ursula's popping back. Reese is popping back. At this point, if Concourse decides to do a cameo appearance, it'd be fun.
Exactly.
My dear friend, Tofinga Fupuliai, as people might know him from his YouTube clips, is doing his debut show.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
In Comedy Fest. So that's going to be real fun. I'm very thankful that he is gigging because he took me on tour. And part of that is not because we're both Samoan. It's because it turns out my dad was his dad's best man.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Because all Samoans are interlinked.
It's an even smaller island than the island we live on.
We've known each other for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And we didn't know our parents were that tight.
That's so funny.
It's so strange.
It is a small world, at the end of the day. James, it's been a pleasure having you in the studio. Very excited for your show, which is happening as part of the Comedy Festival. It's called Let It Out. You can jump on the comedyfestival.co.nz if you want to get tickets. Yours is kicking off on the 12th, 13th, 14th and 15th of next month.
But the fest kicks off, I think, on the 30th with the gala. And then Reese Matheson is the first week at the Classic. I need to plug him because he's the one that the money from the show we just did is going into the account of. So
sick.
Yeah.
Nice. Go Reese.
Yeah, absolutely. What a champion.
Hey, James, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure. Have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you when you're back up in Tamaki.
Ka kite.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.